God's forces. Start looking for God's angels. Start looking and see this enormous God that has surrounded you with songs of deliverance. He will help you. He will guide you. Stop sitting back. Stop moaning. Stop groaning. We got to be positive. This day, last week on Facebook, a guy who's gone on a big prophetic course, and I won't give you any names, had his scooter stolen. And he says, this is what I hate about Africa. And I was tempted. I said, hating Africa is not going to get you anywhere. Africa is a wonderful place. Africa is where we are. And South Africa is a beautiful place. So, and all that. So that was my take on it. And I said, look at the spirit behind it. Don't look at the person. Hey? Your heart needs to come to rest in the situation. Yeah, look at the crime around us. Well, it's been prophesied. I can show you in the Word. It's been prophesied. Crime will be increased, guys. It's going to get worse. And I'm not trying to be a prophet of doom. That's the reality we live in right now. Wars and rumors of wars. Hallelujah. Let them come, Lord. Because we stand. We know who's in authority. Huh? And you've got to separate those two. You've got to realize who's in charge. Have I got it again? Uh-huh. Put all things under his feet and gave him as head of all things to the church. All things are under him. All means? All. And let that fall into your heart. The fullness of him who fills? All in all. That means I have the fullness of God. Colossians 2, my favorite one in the Amplified version. You too are filled with the Godhead bodily. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have the Godhead bodily in your heart. I walk and talk with Dad every day, and the Holy Spirit guides me. The Holy Spirit points me to Jesus, and as I see Jesus, I see Father, and I see His love, and His mercy, and His compassion, and all that He wants to do in my life. And that's where we need to be living. That's what we need to do. He's given us all in all. He is alive. Do you believe that? Thank you. The message of Easter is that Jesus has risen alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. The stone has rolled away. Remember that old song? Now I'm really going back into the dark ages. Eh? Before the great Rinderpest or whatever it was. But guys, He's alive. He's alive and He lives in my heart. He guides me. He leads me. Does that mean to say I've got every... No, we've got to deal with the little foxes every day. And because of His power, because of His strength that He gives me, we're able to deal with that. And we know who's in charge. The cross is the victory. Now, James preached such a good word on the victory on Friday, was it? Hey? Whenever. Good Friday. Hey, it was a good Friday because you preached. Amen. Okay. The victory of the cross. The resurrection is the triumph. The resurrection is a triumph, a public display of that victory. That's what we're talking about this morning. That's why we've gathered this morning, to celebrate the triumph of the cross and the triumph over all the forces of evil. Don't look at the world. Don't look what's happening around you. Look at Him. And the temptation to get in, to look at those things and let fear come upon you. You have a message from God. The power of God is within you. You need to release the positiveness of this gospel. It's a happy gospel. It's a gospel full of peace and love. And God has called us to be peace givers. There's no peace in the world. I hear in Israel, they're going to have a peace conference. Within a couple of months, poof, it's gone again. Another peace conference, poof, it's gone again. I laugh at it. Jesus is not in the picture. God is not in the picture. Man trying to do his own thing is in the picture, and we know that that will get us nowhere. Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate that. That is right, yeah. The resurrection is the triumph. All of heaven is interested in the resurrection of Christ. Hell is afraid of it, while men are the only ones that ignore its meaning. Guys, I know this morning, you are sitting here this morning because you don't ignore that meaning and the meaning of what happened there. And I'm going to read you a story now. An exception that I found to this was Napoleon. All heard of Napoleon. Famous general. Amazing man, a genius of his time, studied men, studied situations, knew everything. And I mean, he was a genius. And you know, when a guy makes a statement, when you look at Napoleon, for all the negatives that you might attach to him, there's a part of Napoleon, if you go onto Google, Saint Google will help you with some of the quotes. And you look at the quotes that he quoted, spiritual quotes. I was absolutely amazed. And I've got this quote here this morning, and I'd just like to read it to you to show you what's happening out there. There are people out there that are seeing who this Jesus is. What a conqueror, he starts this statement. What a conqueror. What a mighty conqueror. And you can see his heart. A conqueror who controls humanity at will and wins to himself not only one nation, but the whole human race. What a marvel. He attaches himself to the human soul with all its energies. And how? By a miracle which surpasses all others. He claims the love of men. The love of men. And he, as a general, wanted that sort of thing and never had it. Hey, because of the stance that he took. That is to say, the most difficult thing in the world to obtain, that which is the wisest of men cannot force from his truest friend, that which no father can compel from his children, no wife from a husband, no brother from his brother, the heart. Guys, it's a heart issue. And how often haven't we heard that? It's a heart issue. And he says, he claims it, he requires it absolutely and undividedly, and he obtains it instantly. Hey, what a statement from a man like that. What a statement. I wish I had a big statement like that, but probably down the line I will. I'm going into the desert, by the way. We'll be away for about 5 weeks, and I'm just hoping that I'm going to pick up something out in the desert besides scorpions and all the other ho-hos and things like that. What are we going for? But the heart, guys, this is where it happens. In your heart. Has Christ arisen in your heart this morning? Do you have that revelation that he is alive? After all the dancing, after all the freedom, do you have that freedom of just knowing and just relaxing in that awesome presence? Resting in the presence of God. Resting in this anointing that is in your heart. I'm against these guys say, come to the meeting, you'll get a double portion of the Spirit. Come to the meeting, you'll get tenfold. I said, I don't need it. I've got it. Come on, guys. You know, in Deuteronomy, he said, you know, people go over the sea everywhere, you know, looking for the word. Where's the word right now? In your mouth, in your mind, in your heart, Deuteronomy 30 says. That's where it is. That's a word that's going to make a difference. That's a word that's going to change you. That's a word that's going to help you. And that's going to arrive. And as you rest in that word, as you rest in that word, the peace of God that passes all understanding will just flow over you. And it will set the platform for you to go and minister in your family, in your situation and everything. Say, Steve mentioned the other day about faith to remove mountains and faith... what is the other thing I'm thinking of? Anyway, faith to move mountains. The whole thing about faith, the whole thing about all these things that come our way is realizing that it is not a problem to your God that dwells in your heart. And dealing with the things as we go into this year, we don't know what's ahead of us. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God does. And he's equipped you and I, and he's busy equipping you and I to be able to cope. I'm getting myself a bit lost. Open the eyes to the truth. This is what I said. You can't put truth into a grave. Open your eyes to the truth this morning. Open your eyes to what Christ is saying into your heart. And if your heart is warm to that this morning, I'm telling you now, life will never be the same again. If you have a fresh revelation of what God wants to do and his power that rests in your heart, you cannot stay the same person. The resurrection is the Christian faith. This is what it's about. If he didn't rise, our faith is in vain. Come on, guys. Hey? I mean, because he arose, we are sitting here right now. He was not another quissy that died and they put him up there in the body. He arose. And he lives forevermore. He's our God. He's our Father. He's our Lord. He's our brother. But what a lovely brother I have. What a loving dad I have. And everything inside of me wants more, and wants more of him. And you know, I find in my own life, when I come to rest in peace in him, that's when I hear that voice. That's when I feel that touch. And boy, oh boy, what a touch. He touched me. I better not sing that now. Everything resolves around it. Everything resolves around what we are celebrating right now. Look at that. See that. Everything resolves. Everybody's trying to attack the resurrection. You got all these guys. But in the end, you know, you have C.S. Lewis and people like that who went out to disprove it and became phenomenal Christians. Hey? And look what he's done to Christianity. Look at the writings. And he was an academic of note. He was a brilliant man. Just like Napoleon was. Napoleon had a revelation. And I've got a feeling when you get to heaven, when I look at the statements that he made, that we're going to see, I'll be able to shake Napoleon. She was, can I have some of your medals for my collection? But I don't know if he'll give them to me, but we can try. Jesus' bodily resurrection is the most important event in all history. Guys, get that into your heart. It is the most important. I'm of the firm conviction of that. There is nothing more important than what we're celebrating here today. It validates what happened on the cross. Jesus is now vindicated as the Son of God. Huh? As the Son of God. See Him as the Son of God. See Him as your Savior this morning. Oh, you say, I've given my heart to the Lord 40 years ago. Well, He still remains your Savior today. He'll still save you from all those things that are around you, all the things that pull you down, all the things that are irritating you. He's able. Even mother-in-laws, He's able to deal with them. Sorry, that slipped out. In the New Testament, the standard of power is the power of God. The standard of power is the power of God, exhibited in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, we have people walking all over the show looking for this power. The power, true power, is only found in the cross. True power is only seen in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen with all the power we need to cope in this life. Isn't that exciting? Huh? You should be rejoicing. Those that are baptized in lemon juice, I'll sort you out afterwards. Come on, guys. This is something that must grab us, and we must get into it. 1 Corinthians 15 says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Guys, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. He has come to set us free. There is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. May I say it like this, my paraphrase? There is therefore no condemnation for those that accept the revelation of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart and the freedom that it brings. Sorry, that's just a little bull brain statement. Hey? Guys, that's where the action is. You know, we've been studying about grace. This is where you see His grace towards all of us. Hey? As He takes hold of our hearts. The first sermon, it has not changed. In Acts 2:23, we see the first sermon, and Peter preached this. And remember, he had the closest relationship with the Lord. This Jesus delivered up according to a definite plan and foreknowledge of God. There was a definite plan out there. He knew what was going to happen. And you know, we see this amazing man. He was God, but he was man. Facing Calvary. Guys, I don't know if you had got the guts to do that, but boy, oh boy, that's scary. That's scary stuff that when you see what happened to him. And we're not going to talk about that. You're crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men, a man without spot or wrinkle. He went to Calvary for you and I. What love. Just think of that. What love. Would you go all that? Will you do that for your mate? Will you do that for your booty? Well, in the strength of the Lord, we can do it. Yeah. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. My first slide in the beginning, truth cannot be buried. It cannot be held back. The ball is rolling. One of the things that I find very exciting when I look what the Lord says and what the Bible says about time. You know, in heaven, time is no more. And I'm still trying to get my mind around this. And you know, one day is like 1,000 years. So, in actual fact, if you look at this, if you look back, the crucifixion was only 2 days ago in heaven. So the reality of what happened on Calvary is alive in heaven. The angels look in to this, and to them it's a mystery. They cannot understand it all, but the reality of it is still there. The blood is still fresh on the mercy seat. It is still fresh. You can smell it in heaven. You can smell it in heaven. There's something happening there in the spiritual realm. Guys, God is here. He's in the here and now. He's not in the past. He's not in the future. He's right here with us now. Hey guys, and His vision is an ever-increasing vision. And my prayer for you, that as we looked at the resurrection, that somehow you're going to have a vision for implanting this revelation in your heart to move out and out and out and out and see the glory of God in your time. Don't say you are too old. Don't say I'm not this. Don't say those sort of things. Banish that for your life and realize you have everything because Christ was raised from the dead and has given you the same authority. Where He sits in heaven, you have the same authority over everything. Just do something about it. There was a management course many years ago, and their big word was do it. But we have a word out of Matthew 28, go. Now somebody said to me, well, I'm praying about, you know, I'm really praying that, you know, the Lord will give me a word so I can go out into the mission field, or the Lord's given me a word to go and pray for the sick. He didn't say that. He said, go. You don't have to pray for a word. It's in the word. Now, am I oversimplifying this one? Gee, there's a lot of serious faces here. Huh? Guys, it is there. Go, be a blessing. A cup of water in His name is a blessing. Whatever you do, because of the resurrection. He was raised up, loosed from death, and you've been loosed from those things as well. And then, it's never-ending life. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit which dwells in you. Amen? Amen? Life through His Spirit. Life through the presence of the Holy Spirit that is in your heart right now. And when I say that, I'm going to end now, and I just want to pray for a couple of people because I just feel it in my heart. Since there are people here that have been going through a rough time, and I've brought another clip in here of another song which speaks about the resurrection, which is actually even more hyped up song with an orchestra about the one we had earlier on. And I'm just challenging you, those people that Steve, if you'd like to come out and meet with Steve then, if you've got any problem whatsoever, let's trust the resurrection power of God to be manifest here and to touch you and to set you free from that thing that's hassling you this morning. Is that a good deal? Yeah, it is a good deal. It doesn't matter what it is, your circumstances. You might be oppressed. It doesn't matter. Just come up here when we play the song now, but let me pray before we even put that song on here. Father, we just thank You for our time together. We thank You again, and we are so grateful to the resurrection. We are so grateful for what You did for us on that cross. And Lord, we relax in that this morning, and we know that You are ready to help us because we see it in the Word. We see it. We see what You have done for us, and that You are seated in heavenly places. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. Amen. If you could hoy that Amen. One on. Amen.
I encourage you, if you'd like Phil to pray with you now. You're welcome. Come out. We're going to dismiss the service. So let's just stand up together, all of us. And thanks, Bill. Thanks for sharing the message with us this morning. And if there's anyone who wants to come out for prayer now, also just to mention that we do have some hot cross buns over in the coffee bar. Please, you are entitled to take one. If you see someone taking more than one before you've had one, just tell them that's not who they are. But be blessed. Have a wonderful day. In fact, take tomorrow off, because I think you've just been such an amazing congregation this morning. Those folk that put their hands up earlier, come now. And anyone else who just wanted Bill to pray with them, as you all go, be blessed. Amen.